Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Is The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back. 10:04, ESPN 97.5. Me and Dell now taking you home. Lance is beating it. Right now,
he's actually not left. He's still in the room.
He's actually right. You'll hear his chair rolling out shortly here on the show.
That noise was him as well.
He was number delving into James Harden all morning long. What does Daryl call it?
Data dredging.
Yeah, data dredging. Well, you know what? And I think that's and Daryl believes in him. I think Daryl has to believe in him.
Well, his chips are all in. Whatever his cards are, he just has to hope the river turns eventually in his favor.
You know, all the coaches. I don't believe in D'Antoni. His system has never won. His style has never won. You've got to play more defense. Oh yeah, they're playing great defense right now. Let's see what they do with the little lineup that they've got, the little fella lineup that they got, and against Anthony Davis and LeBron James. We'll find out. I mean, when you're giving up that many rebounds and you're going to get demolished on the boards, and Anthony Davis is playing the way that he is, do you think that Anthony Davis isn't sitting there going, man, I can't chomping at the bit? Of course, I think you'd rather play Steven Adams inside than you would run up and down with the Rockets. Probably, I would imagine they're rooting for their Oklahoma City to advance.
Yeah, the floor ceiling with the Rockets is. So it's drastically different than Oklahoma City. I think the Rockets can get to a level that Oklahoma City can't get to as far as being a scare for the Lakers. Like, because, I mean, despite this, I don't know, the last 3 hours of conversation about James can go rip off 3 40-point games, and all of a sudden you've lost two games, and it's panic time.
Yeah.
I don't think OKC has that level.
I don't think that the Lakers are worried about either of these teams. Though,
to be honest, I don't either, but if we're talking about scenarios that you would be fearful of, it's the one where Russ and James combine for like 80 points between them.
It's not even close. Look who the background. They don't have Avery Bradley. They don't have, right now,
Rondo's coming back.
But Rondo's coming back, but he hasn't played. I mean, yeah. Maybe he can. I don't know if he can actually stop. I mean, it'd be okay. He's not going to be as good as Dort would be defensively, but it's the Rockets are way scarier to the Lakers because they can get they can get hot from time to time from three. You have two players who can get to 40 in any given game, and you have two guys in the backcourt that you have to match up against. So
against a quality team, though, I'm going to bet that the Rockets don't shoot really well for four games.
Oh, I believe that.
But the Rockets actually match up decent against the Lakers.
They do match up.
I think Oklahoma City, it's a disaster for Oklahoma City against the Lakers. They wouldn't win a game.
The Oklahoma City winning the series would be you had a really great year. Considering what people thought if you could going in. But the Rockets, because of the style, despite what you said, and I agree with you about the small ball thing, the amount of threes they shoot, the two creators that they have who can get their own, that provides a ceiling that OKC can't reach. Now, the Rockets, because they're not good enough, can't reach that ceiling four times. I don't think they can do it four times. But they might be able to do it twice.
If the Lakers, no, they're going to use Dwight. Dwight's going to be on the floor.
JaVale, they'll use both.
JaVale, Anthony Davis, LeBron. If the Rockets can't finish at the rim, are they doomed? Because if Russ inside is not going to get, if he can't get much inside, he's going to have to pass it outside. They're not a good shooting team. They've got to get easy baskets as well as threes.
Well, that's why they play the way they do. They'll have the corners filled with Tucker, who will draw out a big man, and whoever else, whatever, whether it's Anthony Davis guarding Covington, you'll have your point is to have those guys out of the paint. And then you want Russ to be able
they,
to.
You know they sack. You know
they
what?
They will, but Russ has been to get into the basket his entire career. I'm not so fearful. Yeah, the Lakers have big guys and they'll deter sometimes, but I'm not fearful of Russ not getting to the rim. The problem is because NBA defenses, no matter what, we saw it in a playoff game where the Mavs are down by or up by two, they still sagged and allowed an open three. You're going to get open threes. Can Tucker and the House and Covington make enough? Because if they can make enough, you can go steal a couple games. That's the math they play. Shoot a lot of threes, make enough, and make sure James and Russ get to the free throw line. That's the combination to win playoff games against that Laker team. But you've pointed out the Rockets aren't going to consistently make threes for four straight games. Not this team. They don't have their shooters aren't good enough.
They're just not good enough. No. If you're going to play this style of ball, this way, I don't get it. Why he doesn't put together a team of shooters?
Well, you do need you need a 3-and-D guys, but so I get why Covington's on the floor and Tucker's on the floor. It's hard to find shooters and guys who won't be just guys that get attacked because the Rockets love to switch. So you not only do you need shooters, you need guys you can depend on to defend because you already have two guys who are subpar. You already have Russ and James that are subpar that are always going to be on the floor. So you need guys who can defend, and it's very difficult to find guys who can shoot and defend at the same time.
Is that what Daryl looks for, guys who can defend?
Well, look at their defense.
Are they?
Look at the way they play defense.
Are they really?
Multi-positional.
They're playing right now. They're defending.
Guys who can switch.
They're playing against a team that gets really poor offensively.
No, he does look for guys who can defend, and he wants guys who can defend multiple positions. That's why you always see guys like Covington, Ariza, P.J. Tucker. This has always been something he's looked for, guys who can defend multiple positions, and he does look for guys who have some defensive ability. I think that's fair to say scorers slash shooters are not always great defenders.
No,
it's pretty
if they could find normal. About 4, 6, 7, 6, 8 3-and-D guys who did both well, yeah, he would go do it. They just don't exist. Or if they do exist, you can't get four of them on the same team.
How many guys in the league do you think shoot over 50% from three?
50?
50.
I mean, Duncan Robinson was really good. He shot like 45. What you talking about number of attempts to qualify, or you mean just guys who threw up 20 this year and made 50%?
A few of the guys averaged 2 a game, 1.8. But most of them, most of them put up shots.
Well, are those guys noted defenders?
I mean,
who are the guys?
No, not noted. There are 12 guys in the league.
Who shot over 50%?
No, Jimmy Butler shot less than 2 a game.
He shot, you mean in the playoffs over 50%?
Yeah, this is in, in the postseason, shooting over 50%.
Okay. Who are they? Jimmy, that would be a guy.
Marvin Williams, Joe Harris, Reggie Jackson, Serge Ibaka, Marcus Morris, Jamal Murray, Mike Conley, Kristaps Porzingis, Donovan Mitchell, Justin Holiday, and Terrence Davis. Do you see? Where do we have to go? How far do we have to go down until we get a... Oh, P.J. Tucker, 41. Jeff Green is at 42.
Yeah, he's been the shooter in the bubble.
Right.
And Jeff Green's probably taken the most outside of Porzingis as far as threes in that range. Because who's taking...
Well, he's 6'5". Yeah, Porzingis is... Oh, no, Covington is shooting 48.
He is?
Yeah.
The playoffs?
In the playoffs.
Because I felt like he had been atrocious. Maybe that's just been...
No, not season. Covington. Jeff Green was atrocious last game.
Yeah, but I thought we were talking about Covington not shooting well. Maybe it's just a one-game thing.
Yeah, I mean, I think you can find guys that... Yeah, Duncan Robinson ended up fourth in the league at 44%.
Yeah.
It's George Hill, J.J. Redick, Seth Curry.
You can find
Doug
guys.
No, but listen, Russ doesn't defend.
That's what I'm saying. You already have two subpar defenders. You don't want to run five of them out there.
Well, wouldn't you rather have a shooter?
No, you have to get stops, too. I get what you're saying, but you have two guys.
Not the way you're built. You're not built. You know what? You can get some stops even with poor defenders. Well, you're giving up easy baskets all the time.
It's true, but that's...
Get better shooters.
They tried to minimize.
Get better shooters.
They have a better shooter who they decide not to play because he's too bad defensively. Ben McLemore. That's a guy who shot the ball well from three.
He played 4 minutes. Don't tell me he was so poor in his 4 minutes that he couldn't be on the floor anymore. That's Mike D'Antoni. He chokes in the postseason.
They've decided throughout the season and through the first five games or so that Ben McLemore, he wasn't shooting the ball well enough to make up for his deficiencies on the defensive end.
A team that shoots three-pointers, all right, this year, a team that shoots three-pointers at the rate never before known to man, their best three-point shooter is 89th in the league. Daniel House. Their best three-point shooter.
Well, they're about volume, not
efficiency. Well, I know, but if you're going to shoot volume, how about making some?
Well,
that would be great, too.
They don't have a...
Let's not just shoot them. Let's make them.
That's not their philosophy.
Oh, okay.
Just get them up, and we'll beat you with math. And it had worked the previous 2 years to great effect, really.
I don't know. If I'm going to shoot a bunch, I really would. It would be better, I think, if you made them.
Well,
that's just me.
Elite three-point shooting is hard to find.
That's just me.
And those guys aren't just readily available, unless you're Duncan Robinson, who's in the G League. I guess they could have signed him. But other than that, three-point shooters that are great at it aren't just floating around for the Rockets to sign.
Oh, no, but when they're free agents, Dell, you can go get them. You could get a Korver, or you could get a Redick, or you could get a...
With what money? Redick?
Well, yeah.
With what money?
Well, but before you got Russ, before you got Chris Paul, put together a team of shooters, if that's what you're going to do.
Well, then that's a different build-out. That's a completely different build-out.
Yeah.
Philosophy, then. I know I'm calling for a philosophical change, too.
Yeah.
I don't like this two stars and fill the rest in. I don't think that's the way to go. I'd rather have, instead of having an A-plus player and an A-minus guy and then a bunch of B to C-level players, I would rather have an A-plus James and then maybe a bunch of B-pluses. That'd be fine for me.
There are 28 guys in the league that shot 40% or more. Are you telling me you had no chance at Furkan Korkmaz?
Yeah, he's under contract for the Sixers. Yeah, they couldn't. No, he got drafted by the Sixers. No, they had no chance at him.
Take people off. We'll take this guy off your roster. What?
Well, okay.
What are you going to trade for him?
And I was looking through this, and I'm mistaken. The best is Ben McLemore. He shot 40% even.
Yeah.
Ben McLemore, and he took three a game.
Yeah, well, if...
That's not good enough.
And D'Antoni decided...
And he's not good enough to be on the floor.
They told him he's not good enough.
No, well, D'Antoni got to go then. He's got
to
go.
Well, we know that to be the case.
You know what you got to go to? Your mask that you're wearing. Boomer Naturals. We got an email from one of the all-time great players at Rice in Rice history. And he said that he heard the ad, and for his company, he bought the Boomer Natural masks, and they love them. And if you're trying to protect your people, listen, anybody who's got a business out there, you want your people to stay healthy. You don't want them to get the coronavirus, having a stoppage in business or people out. You want them to be safe and healthy. So get them the best mask out there. The nano silver technology is second to none. It lasts a month. They're inexpensive. They're reusable. You use it for a month, and then you get another one. Go to BoomerNaturals.com. Put in promo code Granato. You get 20% off, first of all, when you put in promo code Granato. And then they will also, for every one that you buy, they will send one to a charity. All you got to do is go to BoomerNaturals.com, promo code Granato. Your people will love them. BoomerNaturals.com, promo code Granato.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, 10:19 ESPN 97.5. Let's get Chuck in here. He's been waiting. He wants to talk about his Rockets. What do you say, Chuck?
What's going on, guys? Love the show.
Thanks, man.
I just wanted to have my take on this is going to be the toughest game the Rockets play against Oklahoma, because they never do good high leverage. But I think if they play the Lakers, I think they'll play a lot freer and easier. And I think you're going to see them put a lot of pressure. I don't think they can beat the Clippers, But I think they could surprise the Lakers. Just wanted to hear what y'all thought.
Yeah, they match up against the Lakers. We saw that in the regular season. We saw the first game, a small ball was against the Lakers, and they kicked their ass. The next night, they went to Phoenix and got their ass kicked. So there was that. But yeah, I don't think that. I kind of believe, though, that the Lakers learned something from. The Lakers are playing better now than they were earlier in the bubble. I don't know. I'm not. I don't know. You're not going to make a lot of money taking James Harden against LeBron James?
No.
No.
It's not a bet.
That's not a good career path for you?
No. No,
it's not. In your gambling career?
We already – no. Russ against James – Russ against LeBron James or James Harden against LeBron James. I'm not taking the bet. As much as we shoot down this style of play, it is an awkward style to defend and play against and try to figure out, whether it be the switching defense on the Rockets end of the floor when they're defending or the ability to get in the lane because of your guards and provide open looks. Defenses will converge. And the Rockets with Russ will play at a frenetic pace that makes teams uncomfortable. The Lakers don't want to play at that pace. They want to be in the half court.
Mm-hmm.
So,
They're built for half court.
Yeah. So the thing is, it will always come down to this, and the Rockets have bet on this, and it worked out really well with Chris Paul the first year, less so in the second year. Can your guys make shots? And if you make shots from distance, as opposed to just taking them because you like to, like Eric Gordon, you change the complexion of games. But the Lakers can watch you go, I don't know, under 35%. They're going to be fine with you taking those shots because what it means for them on the other end is we got Anthony Davis and LeBron to control that end of the floor. It's still going to be a game of math if they get through this series tonight.
Mm-hmm. I am not LeVar Granato, just as I was talking about my kid wanting to play. Eric Dorton is the gem of the NBA playoffs, says KJ. Nope, that's wrong. Brock.
It's a great name.
Brock, a picture of Brock, is the most clutch player ever. Carlos Beltran was clutch. Tommy Stark, I don't know if you remember the 2004 playoffs. He was unbelievable. He carried the team on his back, though. That's what he did. Billy O is not clutch. Stop, Michael. Stop.
It's not my job to do that.
Looks like Granato just wants everything. Shoot and make it? Pfft. Yeah. Yeah, Dez. Yeah, Dez wanted to shoot and make it.
That's not what we do here.
Yeah. I once asked a coach, who was it? It was a University of Houston head coach. You're looking for shooters? No. I'm looking for guys who make them. Anybody can shoot.
Lance pointed out, Eric Gordon loves to shoot.
Eric Dorton? That's his, I swear to God, if he goes 1 for 9 again tonight.
Look.
I swear to God.
Lou Dort, the name Dort was fun and all because after game 5, because Lou Dort was atrocious shooting.
Mm-hmm.
But when Lou Dort outscores Russell Westbrook, it's not so funny anymore. It's not that funny. If he outscores Russell Westbrook in a closeout game for your team, and he shoots better from three than Eric Gordon or Eric Dorton.
Why you got to say stuff like that?
Well, it's not funny anymore.
It's not funny.
When it's happening.
Oh, it's real funny. Ha ha.
That's what after game 5, when you blow him out, Schroeder's hitting the guy in the nuts, and it doesn't matter because we're winning games. It's great to call him Dort. Make fun of Dort.
Is there any way Schroeder can get kicked out of tonight's game?
Well,
maybe he'll punch Scott Foster in the nuts or something. That'd be great.
Well, I think it's more likely James or Chris Paul does that.
Probably. Scott Foster, reffing tonight's game, people.
And
may think it's a bad thing.
We're not sure. The numbers say, and some of the Chris Paul's numbers come from his time with the Rockets, he is 0-9. And Scott Foster ref playoff games. The last 9. 0-9. The Rockets 0-7. Some of that is...
Something's got to give.
Some of that's Venn diagram stuff, because obviously Chris Paul is on the Rockets. Some of it is... Chris, he may just hate the Rockets, too.
Yeah. God, that's awesome. I think he hates Chris Paul more. But we can't be certain. So.
We never know.
We can't be certain.
Did call him arrogant and didn't want him on the ref and Rockets games anymore. He did say that.
He did throw... James got personal.
After Chris said something about, I can't remember the exact, but something about your funky ass mama.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't talk about his mom.
Yeah, there was something like funky ass mama, and I was like, what? Like what?
All he said.
I don't know. They didn't catch. Like, didn't have. This is late. This was not on. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make. It's not a soundbite.
Oh, you.
It was
you,
in the locker. I was.
You heard
the,
him talking.
You were in the locker room.
Yep.
No.
That's unlikely.
That's,
and I heard it.
It's particularly because he said it in a, during a road game. So
or
it's
stank
unlikely.
Ass mama. Stank.
You know what's funny about watching that clip from Chris Paul? I don't know who the Rockets media liaison is. She has a bigger title. I just don't know what it is. She's like smiling in the background. She's like, watch it, Chris. Watch it.
you're getting close, yeah, Chris.
You just see her in the
well,
video.
James. I'm surprised they didn't go, James. Stop.
I don't know.
Arrogant. I think James was more egregious, if you want to know the truth.
Oh, Chris goes, well, that's just Scott.
Scott Foster. That's Scott.
That's just Scott. James had words.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, but that's like, well, why would I expect you to, that's like that passive aggressive. James's was straightforward and just said, look, you don't have to be a jerk. Actually, Chris Webber said something about it the other day on a broadcast. It's okay. He was talking about Tony Brothers, I think. He said, that's the way you do it. Let a guy say what he's got to say, have the conversation, make the call you make, and that's it.
I know. I remember that. It wasn't Tony Brothers, but I do remember what Chris
was. And he was making a good point. He basically said, look, let James say what he's got to say, or whoever it was. But I think it was James. And he listens and like, okay. No, it's still a foul, but okay. I think that's what James was looking for, because we know James is going to talk to refs. But it doesn't really matter. But if you just let him speak his piece, that's just kind of the social contract between basketball players. As long as you're not screaming and cussing at officials, I think James is probably respectful when he talks to him.
Yeah.
I think James was expecting Scott Foster.
Yeah, but
just
you
let
know
me do my thing.
They're moaners. If I see Eric Gordon throw his hands up one more time, goodness gracious. Every time he goes to the basket.
Oh, every time he does that. Now.
Every time. I mean, come on, Eric Gordon. 1027 ESPN 97.5. You want to tailgate for the Texans game? Are you going to tailgate, Dale, for the Texans game next Thursday? It's only 8 days away.
Yeah, I was going to say that. We were talking about the Texans. We don't know what they're going to look like, but that game is 8 days away.
8 days away.
And by the way, FBS football starts tomorrow.
What?
Like actual teams that we, not Power Five, but FBS football starts tomorrow.
Who is it?
I think Southern Miss and playing another team.
Oh, not a real school.
UAB plays. I know, but it's still FBS
not
football.
Real.
I get it. Power Five starts.
It's not real football.
Starts next Thursday.
Monday. This is what happens at my house right now. I just wanted to show you this. No, it's definitely not me. That's for my mother. That's Mimi's phone.
Uh-huh.
Dad, this is Monty.
Hoss got shot again.
I got a text.
Oh no. We were just watching Bonanza.
Hoss got shot again.
Well,
apparently on Bonanza.
Now you should talk about your boy, your doc Burkholder.
Oh, good. CoreMed Solutions. So I just, as a matter of fact, I was talking to the same guy who got the Boomer Natural masks. It turns out that he's got a son and a daughter who are very good athletes, and they are going to go in and get the... And get everything checked out in terms of their heart health. And you should as well. The echocardiogram is so important for not just people who have had COVID, because studies are now showing that people who are not only symptomatic but asymptomatic and mild symptoms are contracting myocarditis, which can be very, very dangerous if undetected and untreated. So that's an immediate concern. But, you know, a lot of people just have heart conditions and issues, and some of them have it through heredity. They have hereditary testing now as well. They just partnered with a group where they can get hereditary testing done, as well as the EKG, the stress test, and the echocardiogram, so that you know what's going on with your heart. Whether you are a 55-year-old man who's been working all your life, or you're an active 35-year-old, or you've got a daughter who's a swimmer, it really doesn't matter. Check out the heart health. Cardiovascular is the number one killer in our country right now. And yet we don't check up on our heart until there's serious concerns. And in many cases, it's too late. Find out how your heart is looking. And it's never been more important than right now with coronavirus causing issues. Make sure you go to CoreMedSolutions.com. That's CoreMedSolutions.com.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Apparently, okay, according to different reports, Josina Anderson says Alvin Kamara is, they're open to trading Kamara?
Well, they said that yesterday because it looked like they were far apart on a deal for Kamara. Kamala.
Well, if it's going to be Kamala, Kamala, it's going to be Alvin Kamara.
You're going to Kamara. Apparently, they've reached, not an impasse, but they've kind of figured out the range and they're working towards a deal. Because it looked like, because with her report, that they were willing to get rid of him because they weren't going to be close and they were going to ask for a first-round pick. But as of later in the day, maybe it's not going to be a separation. We'll see. He's not looking for McCaffrey money, apparently. So maybe the Saints are like,
yeah,
let's take a breath. Okay, you don't have to pay him that.
I could see where he, you know, want more money than his rookie deal. I can see that. And
or he can look at Taysom Hill and go, why is he making so much money this year? You look at Taysom Hill's deal, like, wait a minute. Taysom Hill? I know he throws the ball like three, maybe two times a game, but you know me. I'm the engine here. You're going to pay him way more than me? So I get why he might say, hey, let's get something done. And apparently they're moving closer to that. Because you got to think about the cornerstones for that team going forward. Drew Brees ain't going to be around forever. You want Kamara, whatever you want to call him. I'm going to call him Kamara. On the team going forward, I would.
Oh, my God. The Lions had to give Taylor Decker a tonsil deal because of Bill O'Brien. How about that?
Well, we said it kind of in a joking way that teams around the league are going to be pissed because of the deals Bill O'Brien's given out. Well, you see what happens.
6 years, $85 million.
What's average per year for?
Six is... One, no, it's not 22.
So it's still less?
Yeah. It's, you're only 14? 37 and a half at due at signing.
I like how we treat him like he's a car. Due at signing.
Laremy Tunsil's 22. Lane Johnson, 18. Yeah, he's not.
He's still making less, right?
14.2 annually from the Lions. Man, but that Tunsil, 22. Goodness gracious.
Yeah, even getting a giant deal. Now, Tunsil's deal is shorter, which means he can get right back on the market. Average annual salary is going to be 15 for Decker, according to this report.
No, I got 14 too.
Yeah, I don't know why. It just says Decker's annual average salary, $15 million, ranks seventh among offensive tackles. I'm not sure. 42.4 guaranteed. Are you getting a different number?
I got 37.5 guaranteed.
So I wonder why this number is so different.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what that's about. But, I mean, he signed long-term, but it's all fake money. Who knows how long the deal actually will be. But Laremy Tunsil's still with the best deal. 3 years, get paid, and go do it again.
Kirk Cousins says, if I get coronavirus, if I die, I die. I die. Oh, well.
Does Kirk Cousins have family?
If I die, I die.
Yeah, at least Ivan Drago said that about a different person. He didn't say it about himself.
Right.
He said about Apollo. Like, I don't know, does Kirk Cousins have family? I mean, he has family, but does he have kids and a wife? Seems like a blasé approach to, you know, possibly dying.
Yeah, I would imagine his wife and family be like, hey.
We would like you to be around. Yeah, we know you're at the low end in terms of probability, but we'd like you to
finish out that contract so we can get that.
Yeah, if you want to die afterwards.
Yeah, that'd be fine. But can you at least play out this contract?
Yeah, I'm not sure what his family situation is. Yeah, he's got a wife, a woman named Julie. I don't know. He has multiple kids. So it's an aggressive approach to things. Hey, if it takes me out, it takes me out. Kurt, what about your children? They'll be fine, apparently.
Yeah, I'm not worried about Kirk Cousins' kids. I think they're going to be...
But what about a dad, John? Don't they want their dad around?
You got that guy that went... Okay, so a guy who goes into... he's at the city council.
Lincoln, Nebraska
city council, where people get to walk up and they want to get whatever it is. They've got sewage problems at their houses, the noisy train, whatever it is. They go to the city council and complain.
Let me ask you something. Do you remember the during the big uproar about wearing masks in Florida where the lady was talking about how Satan, this is a Satan thing and we got people watching you? This is less serious, I think, and more entertaining.
Yeah, I liked her, though.
I know you did.
I did. Well, and there's a story today about that, as a matter of fact, about people who don't like masks. We'll do a News of the Weird. But here's this guy going to the Lincoln City Council.
First, and then Jane, and then you. Okay?
I promise I won't take up too much of your time here. My name is Andrew Christensen. I live at 1212 Twin Ridge Road. Lincoln has the opportunity to be a social leader in this country. We have been casually ignoring a problem that has gotten so out of control that our children are throwing around names and words without even understanding their true meaning and treating things as though they're normal. I go into nice family restaurants and I see people throwing this name around and pretending as though everything is just fine. I'm talking about boneless chicken wings. I propose that we as a city remove the... I propose that we as a city remove the name boneless wings from our menus and from our hearts. These are our reasons why. Number one, nothing about boneless chicken wings actually come from the wing of a chicken. We would be disgusted if a butcher was mislabeling their cuts of meats, but then we go around and pretending as though the breast of the chicken is its wing. Number two, boneless chicken wings are just chicken tenders, which are already boneless. I don't go to order boneless tacos. I don't go and order boneless club sandwiches. I don't ask for boneless auto repair. It's just what's expected. And then number three, we need to raise our children better. Our children are raised being afraid of having bones attached to their meat. That's where meat comes from. It grows on bones. We need to teach them that the wing of a chicken is from a chicken, and it's delicious. I propose that we rename boneless wings in the city of Lincoln. We can call them buffalo-style chicken tenders. We can call them wet tenders. We can call them saucy nugs or trash. We can take these steps and show the country that where we stand and that we understand that we've been living a lie for far too long. And we know it because we feel it in our bones.
Thank you.
And he looks exactly like who you think would
be. Yes.
He looks exactly like it.
Like a nerd.
He's got the long
hair.
But he thinks he's overly clever and funny, so let me get this off.
Yeah.
I do appreciate we can call him saucy nugs or trash. I appreciate getting trash in there at the end. I appreciate it. I mean...
Boneless wings are trash.
I love the guy who laughs at him.
Yeah.
And then, hey, I'm being serious up here. And another guy's like, yeah, he is. It's going. There's like eight people in the room, and four of them are like council members.
Yeah, he's. Would you ever go in front of city council?
No,
never.
I've never been motivated to. I don't like.
Don't care enough.
I don't like small government bureaucracy. I don't want a part of it. That's why you hate HOAs for that reason. I don't want any part of the city council. Don't even know what they really do, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm. No, don't care. You know what? You're not changing anything. No. You're not changing a damn thing. Nothing. So don't go in front of city council.
I know people run for that office, but I've never investigated what they actually do. Like, what does a councilman do?
I
don't know. It's maybe I'm a bad American, but I have no idea what a councilman does. Like, if I voted for you, what do you actually get done?
I think I don't know. A councilman's ever gotten anything done, has he?
I'm going to look it up because a lot of our greatest viral videos come from these places because random people go in there, either be like that guy and make jokes or just be really upset. Then they want to yell at a government official. I'm going to look up what a councilman does. I've never been motivated to do it, but because of Saucy Nugs guy,
right.
I'm in.
All right. Quickly, I want to tell you about Champion Energy. Look, we got News of the Weird coming next, so don't you go anywhere. Champion Energy is where you get your electricity, and you get it at a better price, period. I don't know how much. You see, Alex Bregman's talking about it. You have to believe Alex Bregman, right? Of course you do. We love Alex Bregman. Alex Bregman wouldn't lie to you. Alex Bregman's telling you that you got to go with Champion Electricity. That's it. Champion.energy/1560. Best way to get it. Best way to change your life with more money in your pocket. I'm telling you, you are going to love it. Champion.energy/1560.
ESPN 97.5 is more talk and less commercials, which means more sports talk for you.
That's awesome. That's just sick.
However, it does mean less pee time for the hosts.
I can't hold it in anymore.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll be fine with this. ESPN 97.5.
There's a little pee coming out of me right now.
Ew. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
A 14-year study of college graduates, Dell. Apparently, 14 years they studied it, and they came to the conclusion that being rude and selfish does not help career prospects.
So you're telling me being polite to people helps you more than being rude to them?
That's exactly what I'm telling you. And what? It took 14 years.
Who funded this? This wasn't from public funding, was it? Was it a private grant that got this done, or did this come from taxpayer money?
It really doesn't matter.
It's stupid either way.
We came to know. Dell, this is important information.
Well, you're rude on the air. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. I don't get the impression that you're rude off the air to people, but you're rude on the air. So you're a bit of a. You will probably shake up the study a little bit.
Well, no, I mean, I've never been rude.
Let me ask.
Okay.
Let me ask you something, John.
Shut up and stop talking while I'm talking.
Well, that's one thing. But how about you referencing a coworker of yours getting fired repeatedly? Is that a rude thing to do?
That's not rude.
It's not.
Stating facts is now rude. Okay.
But why do you continue to state
that's
it?
That's why you're a millennial. Soft. S-A-W-F-T.
Whatever.
Soft.
You got Zoomer kids. Don't worry about being me soft.
Dell, Southern Tier, now making a pumpkin-flavored whiskey.
First of all, I don't drink. No, the only thing I go in on pumpkin is the cheesecake from Saltgrass. I'm telling you. Because they have that little crumble and then some caramel drizzle or caramel, depending on how you pronounce it. I'm good with that. All pumpkin stuff, other than that, pumpkin pie.
Caramel is like Kamara. Kamala.
No. Okay. We Caramel Harris is that what we're going to call her? the next vice president, possibly. No, pumpkin spice, anything besides cheesecake, get out of my face.
Yeah. Cinnamon Toast Crunch, giving away free boxes through the end of the month. You want some?
I can't remember the last time I had a sugary cereal. Like sometimes I go in on a Honey Bunches of Oats, like the almond, and even then I'm like, this is a little too sugary for me. I'm not a big sugar person for breakfast foods. I used to love cereal, even eating it at night like a lot of people. I'm out. I don't care for cereal anymore.
Yeah. Jabroni's been added to dictionary.com.
So The Rock has become an even bigger legend than.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your new boss, possibly.
So, didn't the president promise us a wall?
Yes, he said there would be a wall to keep all the bad people from entering our country.
Well, apparently the wall, though, is now between us and Canada.
Did Canada build a wall?
They built a wall, a northern wall.
Of course they did.
And apparently it will stay. It's not going anywhere now. Canada wants the wall to stay.
It doesn't surprise me.
Want us there. Who wants to go there?
Well,
good, Canada. No one wants to go there.
Apparently people do. But Canada, if you are a Canadian citizen or just an American who just wants to go there, 14-day quarantine. Like if you come here or you're from here and then you go back, you stay in your house for 14 days. Or there's going to be hell to pay. We did that story, at least we talked about the Blue Jays. Like when they were still
every time they came back,
but when they were still planning to, that's why that kept them from actually playing games there, because every time they left the country, they had to quarantine for 14 days. But when they're holding training camp, when COVID was a bigger deal there, if they left the hotel was close to or connected to their home stadium. If they left the hotel or stadium, they were going to get fined like like $75K for leaving. Yeah. That's how they take, that's how serious they're taking it. So, of course, they build a wall. They don't want us there.
They don't want us. Tonawanda residents. Tonawanda is in, isn't that, is that where the Black Panther lives?
Well, RIP chat with Bozeman. Wakanda is where that movie is set.
The town of Tonawanda. I don't know where that is. It's America. It's in America. Anyway, they have a new, they're trying to get a new policy that allows police to accept sexual gratuities. Huh. So the policy would now allow officers to request sexual gratuities under any circumstance. But in the event that such a non-monetary gratuity is offered, the police officer would not be punished for accepting it.
So if a police officer pulls someone they find attractive over.
Right.
And instead
they
of,
can't request it. They would not allow to request it. But if it's offered, they can take it.
So I thought. So right now, it's not on the books to be able to ask for it.
Right.
It would be to request it. So
you know, this law, they could accept it.
Okay.
They just couldn't request it.
Okay. So it goes from super creepy to just normal amount of creepy. And by the way, let me clean it up. It wasn't 75K. 750K. If the Blue Jays left the bubble, an individual player would get fined.
Wow.
Yeah, that's how serious they took it. Yeah, I feel like it's a rule that's not needed.
Well, I don't know about that. In this political environment, says Karen, with all the horrible things being said about our police officers in the national media, this policy would be a real morale booster. Would you want to be a cop in Tonawanda? I think so.
Hold on. Let's ask the question you always ask. What do the women in Tonawanda look like? That will determine.
I think if you live in Tonawanda, you're going to be hot.
What state is Tonawanda in?
No one knows.
You can look. It's not. That's not even in the story.
Supervisor Joseph. It doesn't say where. No. It just says Tonawanda. I think it's probably.
It's in the state of New York.
It is?
Upstate New York.
Upstate New York?
Erie County, New York.
Sweet. Mm-hmm. You get to live in New York and get gratuitous sex.
Yeah, but you don't get
to. Now, is that real gratuitous sex?
But do you get to, live in upstate New York. That ain't fun.
A University of Alaska student regent, they want him fired. He sent a love letter to all his students. You think he's just throwing a line out there for all of them?
What's in the letter? That'll determine what I think.
I boldly charge you all to connect with me, and I charge you all with the great task of self-care, not only in this year, blah, blah, but always. And with this, I humbly, vulnerably, and bravely request all of you, please, dear ones, no more suiciding. What?
He's obviously not an English professor.
No. Suiciding,
Didn't you say Ghislaine Maxwell was going to
suicide herself?
Suicide herself. Maybe you wrote the letter.
Maybe it was me. Yeah.
Just suiciding.
Yeah. Just like
Jeff Epstein.
Yeah. Epstein.
He did it first.
Uh-huh.
Apparently. Allegedly. And he got fired, huh?
Yeah. So apparently, did Tesla wow its audience with fart mode?
Suiciding's a word. Just don't put it in
letters. It is?
Yes, but don't put it in letters to your students.
Nah.
No. Did Tesla do what?
They have a fart mode in their Tesla. Has accelerated the pace of industry innovation by using remote software updates to introduce quirky features such as fart mode, which emits a farting sound over car speakers for the amusement or not of passengers.
So that's what Elon Musk is up to? A high-tech whoopee cushion?
Fart mode.
Why
do you not want fart mode?
Why
do
I want fart mode?
Yes.
For what reason?
When you and Granny are driving around, you can say, "Hey, Granny."
She's already incontinent. You think she wants to be reminded of that? you think she wants to hear that too? Look, let me ask you something, John.
Mm-hmm.
You have a very lovely woman as your wife.
Mm-hmm.
She's mother of two of your children. You've built a great life together. Do you think she would think less of you? One of the reasons you bought a car was for fart mode.
Well, it'd be better than the actual act itself.
That's true, but that isn't, the fart mode doesn't keep you from farting.
No, like, but it gets a good, if you got kids in the car, now that's a, no.
You don't want to encourage.
Now the kids will love you. Do it again.
Does the mom want you to encourage the kids?
They would all giggle.
yeah, your kids, not, yeah, your kids, but you don't have kids.
I would giggle.
Would JT still giggle?
Yes.
At fart mode?
Yes, he would love it. Kids love farts.
I thought fart mode would have been like, if you do fart, your car automatically wafts the smell away.
Kids love farts.
I know, I was a kid, I love farts. Yes. I love farts as a kid.
I still loved farts.
They're overrated.
They're funny.
It really depends on what the person
They're
eats.
Still funny.
Who farts around you out loud? Who does that? Does Chad do that?
No. No, we don't see.
Yeah, exactly.
There's not as many good fart jokes anymore. You can't sit on somebody's head anymore and fart on them.
The fart, that's not a joke. That's a prank and probably almost assault. Depending
now
on
it would be. Oh, Antonio Brown can't fart on a doctor now?
It is kind of disgusting. It's a little unbecoming of a grown man to fart on someone.
That's why you need a fart bomb, so you can still laugh at farts, because nobody does them anymore.
You know what? I feel like I'm at a point where I'll just laugh at stand-up. I mean, Dave Chappelle, you're funny. I mean, Tom Segura, you're funny. I don't need the fart mode.
Fart.
I don't need my Tesla to be funny.
Yeah, that's a great joke. Kids love that. 10:55, we're done. Press box is next. Right now, though, I got to talk about mybookie.ag, promo code radio. Mybookie.ag, promo code radio. If you're looking to bet this football season's 8 days away. Well, actually, there are games tomorrow night. Games tomorrow night. College football. Look, if you're looking for the best way to play and win, you get paid. Well, that's the most important thing about a bookie, isn't it? If you win, you want to get paid, right? So, and if you lose, you hope they disappear. But here's the deal. They're not disappearing, and sometimes they're not paying. But at my bookie, they always pay. You win, you play, you win, they pay. And they'll double your initial deposit. All you got to do is go to mybookie.ag, promo code radio, put it in, they double your initial deposit, and you get to start to play. And if you win, they pay. That is the most important thing. Mybookie.ag, promo code radio.
ESPN 97.5.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.